The FBI just told us that, you know, they've got a bunch of documents, but they can't give them to us because they're exempt because of an ongoing criminal investigation, and they cite the special counsel. We're in litigation against the FBI for records on that Hunter Biden gun scandal. We've talked about this before in the update. I hope you've seen my previous updates on this, or at least looked at our material online. And on that case specifically was about this issue where Hunter was messing around with his dead brother's widow. And she got mad at him and took a gun and threw it in a, took his gun and threw it in a dumpster in Delaware near a school or a grocery place or something like that. And the reports by Politico and The Blaze was that the Secret Service leapt into action and that the FBI leapt into action to go evidently and vacuum up documents from the place where Hunter purchased the gun. So we sued for records of the Secret Service on that. They gave us some documents suggesting that the FBI was involved and the Secret Service may have been involved. So we expanded our lawsuit to include the FBI. We filed a new lawsuit. And I think we had filed the request in January earlier this year. And then we filed the lawsuit a little bit later. And the FBI just told us that, you know, they've got a bunch of documents, but they can't give them to us because they're exempt because of an ongoing criminal investigation. And they cite the special counsel, the sham special counsel that was just instituted by the Garland Justice Department, that special counsel Weiss, who was caught with a shady plea deal trying to give Hunter a pass on a gun charge issue where he allegedly falsified a document in registering for the gun and filling out the federal background check form. Now, what is the ongoing investigation is what I'd like to know. Are they investigating the FBI for intervening improperly in this case to help Hunter? Are they intervening? Are they investigating the Secret Service? Who was involved in helping Hunter here? Are they investigating Joe? No. This is all an excuse to hide records that are inconvenient, because these records we began asking for in January, long before there was a special counsel investigation. So what happens is we file a lawsuit and you begin talking to the government and say, you know, can we get documents? And if you can't agree on documents, you go to the court about the timeline. And you file what is what they call a joint status report, where the plaintiff, Judicial Watch, and the defendant, in this case, the Justice Department. When you sue the FBI, you sue the Justice Department. Despite what the FBI would have you believe, they actually are a division of the Justice Department, and they report to the Justice Department. They're not their own little kingdom, Director Wray. You still report to the Attorney General and to the President. And we had asked for all records, including investigative reports, telephone logs, witness statements, memoranda, and firearm purchase documentation related to the reported purchase, possession, and disposal of a firearm owned by Hunter Biden discarded in a Delaware trash receptacle circa October 2018. All records and communications of FBI officials regarding the reported purchase, possession, and disposal of the firearm. So we weren't asking about the form he filled out. I guess in theory that could be responsive. We want to know about that incident, right? And they know we know. They know what we want. And instead, the FBI responds as follows. It claims it completed a search for records responsive to our request, but alleges an unspecified number, they don't want to tell us the number, are exempt from disclosure due to, quote, an ongoing criminal investigation. And this is what they say specifically. FBI has completed a search for records responsive to Judicial Watch's request and is currently processing those records. FBI's position is that the number of potentially responsive records is exempt from disclosure under FOIA Exemption 7A, which is that the criminal case exemption, essentially ongoing law enforcement investigation, allows them to withhold documents if the documents touch on that or a part of that. As this case relates to an ongoing criminal investigation. And they cite the law that says FOIA does not apply to information where disclosure, quote, could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. And they say, see also U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Delaware, tax and firearms charges filed against Robert Hunter Biden. So they're basically referring back to the sham charges that Weiss ginned up with the Biden gang to keep Hunter out of jail as an excuse not to give us the documents. An ongoing investigation creates the need for increased internal review. So these documents we asked for in January, oh no, now there's a special counsel. We need increased internal review, including in this case, review by the special counsel. So now the special counsel is officially part of Judicial Watch's FOIA lawsuit for documents that, about an incident essentially from 2018 that we've already litigated and gotten documents separately from the Secret Service on, but now the FBI can't give us much of anything because they're using this sham special counsel investigation as an excuse. And in their defense, they say, well, this isn't even a significant public case because Judicial Watch wasn't asking for expedited consideration, which is just so silly legally. We don't need to ask for, quote, invoke magic words of expedited consideration when we file a FOIA. They're supposed to respond within a certain period of time, essentially a month. It's now 10 months. Judicial Watch argues the Biden FBI is withholding information about the number of documents, as I said, they are hiding and whether any records will ultimately be released. This case is indisputably of significant public interest. It is also time sensitive. Judicial Watch has asked and defended its refused to provide the number of potentially responsive records that need to be processed in this case. They don't even want to tell us how many records they're looking at. That's how corrupted this is. Without this number, plaintiffs can't evaluate, let alone agree to a processing time of 120 days. So they're asking for months. Because this case could proceed down several different paths, Judicial Watch believes this case may benefit from a status conference at this juncture. Well, thankfully, the court agrees and set a hearing for next week, September 6th, here in D.C., a status conference. My quote in the case was, the FBI continues to stonewall on its reported cleanup operation to shield Hunter Biden from facing the criminal consequences of his gun scandal, this time using the compromised special counsel investigation of Hunter as a new excuse to hide records that we asked for back in January. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.